Hello everyone, it's Jana here with JM2N. It's the 27th of March today and a lovely spring weather that we had over the weekend, I'm sure it's just for Mother's Day really, has departed again. So it's, well, it's probably the same temperature, but minus the nice warm sun we had over the weekend. And it's fairly dreamy and foggy today. I'm still walking along the high street, which is why it's a bit noisier, even more than usual, because I've just been to the post office to post a couple of letters, some birthdays coming up, so I needed to post. I need to go again, I've got something else to send off. Then again, it's never good on a Monday morning. It's better to go a bit later because everybody goes on the Monday morning. Otherwise, I'm going to have an itchy-bitchy day today, unfortunately, because Amelia's got her dance exam today, which means I have to pick her up in the middle of today and take her there. We have to be there an hour early as well. So it's taken quite a chunk out of my 3 hours, and obviously she has to come out of school, which is not ideal. And there's Louise. Give her a wave. So that's going to be my day today. And obviously it's the last week before the holidays. So we're going to have 2 weeks of holidays. We had a fairly busy weekend, actually. It was watching week, at least for the dance. Which was interesting because I've not seen Amelia obviously for the last term, and last term I thought she was ready for the exam, but this time I thought she was fantastic. So yeah, hopefully that'll go well. She's definitely ready for it, so I very much enjoyed watching, and we also managed to squeeze in our usual swimming, and we also went and did a bit of shopping. So, quite a little, yes please. Thank you very much. Thank you. So if we have a lollipop lady, then we might as well use it. The service, I mean. What else? So busy day, I'll say, and obviously Mother's Day yesterday on a Sunday. Had a very nice meal next, and a nice walk next to was a tiny little pub. Dating back to 1535, apparently, amazing. Right next to the canal, so I had a nice walk along there in the sunshine, and had a nice meal there. So it's a nice one to round it off. But also, there was tea in bed, and there was, that's a cup of tea in the morning. And presents and loads of cards, 2 cards actually each, and the kids had written poems and they did a little show, so it was fantastic. So they'd really thought about it and really put a lot of effort in to make it special, so it's really nice. And of course we had Granny over as well, so that was out and about with 2 mothers yesterday. So since Saturday was so busy, we didn't go down to London, where the big march was. So it's a big march against Brexit and pro-EU. And yes, I'm having to tell you this because if you blinked, you might have missed it on the news. A friend of mine went and actually got her picture taken with Tim Farron, the leaders of the Liberal Democrats. So that was all very exciting. Right, I'll stay here for a minute because there's lorry parking up the pavement, and there's a tractor coming down the other way. I'm not going to argue with a tractor. So she sent me a photo of her and Tim Farron, all very exciting. So now, of course, there's loads of cars behind the tractor. So we were quite interested to see what there would be on the news about this march. So we watched the, it's basically the 10 o'clock news, which was on at 10:15 on Saturday on BBC One. And they led with, what did they have? Oh yes, because the only UKIP MP has resigned. That's what they led with. Then we got more about, I think it was Syria or Iraq. Then there was more about Wednesday's terror attack. And they'd actually tracked down a friend or relative of the Romanian couple that got injured in Romania, who got a say. And that was a longer item than about 100,000 people marching against Brexit in the middle of Westminster. That got about a 10-second mention. They just, oh yes, and by the way, there was thousands of people marched in central London today. And then I went to the next item. Also had a look on the BBC News site. They managed to suppress that as well. So again, the big item was the UKIP MP going independent. And the march had exactly the same prominence as Liam and Cheryl announcing the birth of their baby. I mean, the headlines, sort of most read headlines on BBC, you might be reading the Daily Mail. There wasn't much difference. So I thought that was completely shocking. And apparently the same on ITV. I saw people commenting, ITV just managed to give it a mention that the marchers gave the terror attack victims of Wednesday a minute's silence. And that is all they had to say about the march. Not that there is some massive movement against Brexit, because so many people don't want it, because the Prime Minister has managed to ignore half the voters. She keeps talking about unity and uniting the country, but she's managed to ignore the devolved administrations and their wishes, and she's ignored the other almost half of voters that voted to stay in the EU. And a lot of them came out on Saturday and marched. And mainstream media managed to almost completely suppress it. I think that's quite frightening. I think that's the thing, someone pointed out, you get that in Russia, that if there's a protest march, they don't report it. I certainly remember this from GDR times. That any kind of sort of bad things or anything against the regime wasn't mentioned. Certainly no protests. You wouldn't hear about that on the news. So, interesting. I mean, the BBC had a letter from about 70 MPs that apparently their coverage is against Brexit, which is interesting because anyone who's pro-EU thinks that the BBC gives far too much prominence to anyone who's pro-Brexit. But it looks like they let themselves be intimidated. So they didn't make this mainstream news. And when I did finally report it, then it was along with, well, when it was finally on the news website properly, they then lopped it in with a lot of sort of protests that were going on the 60th anniversary of the... Because it was the 60th anniversary of the EU on Saturday. That didn't get a mention at all. It would have been a bit late now to explain to people what it was for and what the history of it was. But that didn't get a mention. So it was only there were protest marches all over Europe. And the pro-EU march in London got lopped in with that. Somewhere in the middle of the website, of the page. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable what is happening.